entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes, welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be, home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, which is coming back this week, and of course, this pile of steaming audio horseshit, the DJ New Style Show. Good evening, ladies and gents. My name is Ken. I'll be your waiter for tonight, and I will get fired because I'm a terrible waiter, and you'll get nothing, and nothing you ask for will fucking be considered, thought about, even fucking written down or told to anybody else. So instead, let's just have a goddamn conversation. With me, as always, your friend and mine. He's a man. He has LARPed. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Feeling pretty good. Fresh and clean.
Oh, you are? You feeling good? What do you mean, fresh and clean?
Took a dry shower.
What?
Dry shower.
What, did you just pack yourself in salt and ship yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
What's a dry shower?
A liberal application of Gold Bond, like medicated powder.
The new bulbs. Hooker's bath? Gold Bond?
Yeah, whore's bath.
Yeah, asshole, elbows, crotch, and teeth. But now it's just, instead of just soap and water, it's fucking...
crotch and teeth?
It's a Carlin bit. But instead of soap and water, it's just Gold Bond and Febreze.
Yep.
Yeah, all you need to do is show disgusting, lazy people the fact that you can sit people with modest amounts of pride in a shit car with fucking feces and banana peels, and they don't know the difference as long as Febreze has been sprayed on top of it. And then they'll stop showering forever.
Oh, God. When I see those commercials, I would get so mad if
it smells pretty nice in here.
Yeah. Like the one where they take like the rag the dog is sitting on for like years, and they spray it with Febreze, and they're like, here, smell this, and they put it right in her face.
Here, here's this pillow. What the sniffer doesn't know is that this is a trucker's crotch pad that has successfully completed 8 fucking runs from Atlantic Ocean to Pacific. New Jersey to California with no fucking rests, sweating directly into this fucking thing. But we Febrezed it 10 seconds before he put his nose into it and took a big whiff. I have a quick tip for anybody out there. If someone blindfolds you and asks you to smell something, it's never going to be the roses that you're going to describe it as. It's never going to be good.
Because if it doesn't smell bad, it's something bad.
If it was good and they wanted you to comment on how good it is, they would fucking not blindfold you. Anytime someone's like, get a smell of this, you would look at it and say, oh shit, no fucking way. Or, oh yeah, that's a nice fresh baked pie. Let me waft a little of that goodness, that fresh baked goodness. Is that piping hot bread out of the oven? Fuck yes, let me waft it over. Hey, buddy, put this blindfold on. Let me just seat you in this Oldsmobile, strap you in, put a camera on you. What do you smell? It's such fucking bullshit, but it's effective, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because today, apparently, Steve has taken a semi-dry shower,
yeah,
scrubbing his fucking body down with salt and Febreze. Very good. Gold Bond. Sorry, Steven.
Axe and Gold Bond.
Did you break your fucking back shoveling, Steve? For those of you who don't know, if you're not in on Earth, I guess, because the entire Earth is covered in fucking snow, as far as I know. There isn't a spot that seems free of snow. You can't escape it now. Like, you would think Egypt might be a good place to go to avoid the fucking blustery winters of the American Northeast. Not so, Steve.
Yep.
Snow in Egypt. First time in 112 years. It looks like somebody's fucking 3D rendered deviant art page Just fucking 3D renders of the pyramids and fucking the Sphinx just covered with snow. And
you know what the fucked up thing is? Like, when I first saw those pictures, because I put all those pictures on Facebook, and the first thing I thought is, like, whenever there's, like, a movie about the weather getting all fucked up,
yeah,
one of the scenes, inevitably, is snow in Egypt.
Or, like, a major, like, just ice with, like, the pyramid tip sticking up through it. Snow, yeah, yeah, snow, yeah, in Egypt. The very unthinkable things that would allow the viewer to go to a place where they're thinking, holy shit, the unthinkable has happened. And now here we are just seeing it on our fucking Facebook feed over and goddamn over again. First time in 112 years, I believe it was, Steve.
Yep. Yep.
Right. We live in a world where there's snow in Egypt, and also you don't know who Michael McDonald is.
Well,
yeah.
I couldn't have told you if I heard that song, whatever the one you played before we started.
Humilist.
I couldn't have named the artist. That's the part I know.
I don't know the words, but I know that sound.
Neither do I.
But that triggered something in you. That was something we did before actually hitting the record button. And we were addressing the people that are live on Hear Us Talk with us. By the way, if you're listening, downloaded, you've subscribed on iTunes, however you get it, just know that on Tuesday nights, we're on Hear Us Talk in the chat room. You can interact with us. You can even call us if you feel like it. The number would be 316-768-4472. Last week, we had a bit of a run-in with Germ Freak.
Yeah.
A little bit of an issue, but I think it was resolved, I guess. I have a feeling it was one of those resolutions where, like, yeah, you guys agreed that it was resolved, but you still fucking have ill will towards each other. You guys still fucking have some kind of a...
I have no ill will.
We'll see. We'll see, Steve. I don't know.
I have none.
I'm in a rare mood because I've shoveled twice today, and I don't like shoveling. I fucking hate it. But I decided to be a good neighbor and go up the fucking sidewalk. I did this sidewalk for my two adjacent neighbors.
As did I.
Did you? Did you really?
Yep. Well, I feel bad for my one neighbor. Her husband died a couple months ago, so. And her kids are shit, and they don't do anything for her, so. Definitely have to go and do that. That was like, required.
Well, I don't know. I just felt like doing it. Nobody died that I know of.
Well, when I have the snowblower, I was like shoveling by hand. But if I have the snowblower out, I'll go just down the street until I get bored.
Oh, I had the snowblower and I stopped at the fucking next house.
No, I was like,
because honestly, fuck shoveling. Those other people. I don't know them.
Yeah, if I know, well, I would do four houses, like my house, one to the left and two to the right. But I wouldn't go past the one to the left because everybody else is an asshole down my street. So,
you know, my brother-in-law's mom. I'm friends with her on Facebook, and she posts every snowstorm. She posts, I just want to say thank you to my son, Kevin. He was such a great person, came over and shoveled before church and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker. Hey, Kevin, how about you fucking take it down a notch? You're making everybody who decides to shovel an extra 20 feet look bad.
Yeah.
My one good deed is nowhere near
overshadowed.
Driving in a rush to completely clean off a car, plow somebody out, and it's every time.
Luckily, this wasn't that bad. We didn't get any ice. It was all fluffy snow. Very easy to move.
Yeah. Well, Saturday was most of the original snow, and I just decided, fuck it, I'm not doing shit. I'm not doing a goddamn thing. I'm going to let it go because I heard it was going to end up with rain. And the last time I did this, I was so adamant, like, I'm going to shovel regularly. Nope. It's not going to be much.
You got to wait when there's ice and rain at the end. You
well,
got to wait
until that out.
Snow at the bottom.
I figured that out, Steve, because the first time I did it, the first snowfall that occurred, I was on it. I was on top of it. I'm going to shovel this shit. There's going to be no accumulation. It'll be so fucking easy for me. And then then we had like a half hour of rain. And my entire property was glass. Just fucking slippery, break your neck, eat through a tube, glass.
And, do you get the plows coming through by you often?
No, not terribly often.
Now, see, that's actually a good thing. I mean, it sucks getting out of your street, yeah, but I live on a main road in my town. There's like two main roads basically that go through my town, and I'm on the less main road.
Yeah.
But they'll it's a county road, so the county plows come through like constantly. And any shit that's in the road, it's all the slush, gets thrown over onto the sidewalk.
But at least they're doing it regularly. And you think it's not a big deal or it's better, advantageous?
No, but that's
my
thing.
Situation. You think my situation's good where they don't do it?
Yes.
When they do it is after everybody's done their fucking driveway and they get fucked over again. A full street of snow gets pushed right back every fucking time.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't live there. I'm just telling you.
I'm glad. I like some distance. Just put it that way, Steve. Some distance. Yeah. So yeah, Saturday, I didn't do shit. I wanted to stay inside, and I decided I was going to watch a show on Netflix that I've been putting off for quite a while. House of Cards has been out for, almost a year at this point? And the way Netflix does it, they have their original series, and this is all old news to everybody else. I'm like, oh, shall we get it? But I'm going to explain it for those of you, if there's any of you who don't know. I don't know.
I don't have Netflix.
If you didn't know, and this helped you, do what you normally do and don't fucking email me, please. I just realized I was almost asking for more fucking email. And so I spent Saturday going through that first season. And I got like 10 out of 13 episodes watched. And I was going through it, but I was fucking exhausted. So like the next day, you know, I was shoveling. I was busy. And then before work, I decided I was like reflecting on what I watched. And I remembered there was one little plot point. And I won't get into it in case anybody's, you know, hasn't watched it.
Spoilers!
And that's... Since they released the entire season, it's like, day one, the whole thing could be fucked up for you. Day one, someone could have just fucking... At the end of the... Like, a day later, after the post, they could have watched the entire season and fucking ruined it for somebody.
Uh-huh.
So I've been steering clear of the internet, and I decided to find a review of that particular episode. Because the one that I had a question on, the plot point, it was like a little bit something about the character. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Does that mean what I think it means about Frances Underwood? It seemed pretty obvious, but you know, based on what I've seen, I wanted to just kind of read another person's opinion. So I read the opinion. I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. And I'm at the end of the article, and they show the first comment because I've scrolled enough. I decide to read it. And this motherfucker – by the way, if you're watching this series right now, I'm gonna say something. It's going to ruin it. This is
the exact
thing I read that ruined it for me. And keep in mind, this is a series where characters are introduced – early on, and they've been carrying out. I read, oh man, episode 10 was great. This whole season's been good. I like how in episode 11 they finally Frank kills Peter Russo, and I'm thinking, holy shit, that's the guy that's been, he was a congressman, he's been in the show the whole fucking season, he's been pushed as a gubernatorial fucking candidate. And goddamn it, Frank kills him. And now, I could see it coming, but now I won't have that shock. I won't have that, oh shit, fuck, he really did it. Because I just fucking ruined it. And that is
you did it to yourself, though.
It's a main fucking plot point. Yeah, I did it to myself. I ruined it for myself. It's an absolute rookie TV viewing mistake in this day and age to Google anything about it. You have to be completely done with everything that's currently available before you can seek out anybody's fucking opinion, because the internet isn't going to have that little disclaimer. Like when you start talking to somebody about Breaking Bad, if you've seen it, you're like, what season are you on? Are you completely?
Yeah.
You saw the whole thing? Okay. And then you're willing to talk to them because you're a person who knows that you enjoyed it. And you want them to fucking enjoy it too. So face to face, that thing can play out. But on the internet, it's all fucking, it's all the wilderness. There are people that want to fucking ruin it. There are people that don't know that they're ruining it. And this shit is just... I need to fucking consume everything that's out there from now on before I can pursue anything online. Have you ever done that? Have you ever watched a series...
Spoiler for myself?
Yeah.
Not really. I kind of... Like, I did it with anime, I guess. Because, like... I don't know if you know. There's anime and manga. Anime is the cartoon version. Manga is the comic book version.
Which one do the schoolgirls get fucked by eels?
Both.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know the difference.
No, my point is that the anime is usually behind the manga. The manga is like the comic book version. And then once that's written, they go back and make the cartoon version. So basically, I got like, you know, I found out that the cartoon version was so much far behind the other one. I just started reading all the comics and I just blasted past all the episodes already watched. And,
sure.
But it's cool because you get the comic book version, you know what's going to happen in the other one, but you still get new stuff in the comic book version. So it's not really like that was a choice I made. It wasn't inadvertent like you did.
I was trying to not finish it. Like I was
you were reading sentence by sentence?
No, I mean the series. Like I was trying to go slowly and I was considering not watching all of it in one day. So that if Amanda decided to be into it, we could kind of finish it and watch it together. But I mean I tried watching the first one with her and she just looked at like the fucking the sequence, the intro sequence, and just said stupid. And then left.
Yeah, how long is the intro sequence?
Like fucking 20 seconds.
I know. I was going to say, I don't think like shows anymore. Remember like...
it's like fucking an instrumental. And then it just shows scenes from Washington, D.C.
Do you remember in the 80s, like Married with Children? It's like long... Yeah, it was like a full song.
Yeah.
Now, like...
And they had the rerun version, too. Seconds. Where it was like a 20-second intro. And it was like...
That's when it started.
Cut out
that's
a verse. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's maybe 20, 30 seconds, but she just didn't want to watch it. And I'm like, you know, it's good. It's really good. You would like it. I know you'd like it, but no, someone else will give her the fucking idea that it's a good show. And then she'll be like, I want to watch House of Cards. I want to watch House of Cards. I'm like, well, okay, I'll watch it with you, but keep in mind, Peter Russo gets killed in fucking episode 11. Keep in mind. And Frank does it. Francis.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler.
Oh, did I ruin the stupid show? Did I ruin it? So we try to watch shows together so we don't have to double back. And it's nice when you're kind of into a series together. You can discuss it or anticipate more of it together. It's kind of I like that experience. We were watching Hello Ladies on HBO.
Oh.
We were into that. We were into that series.
I dig it.
I never finished it. Because one day Amanda was bored and decided to just fucking motor through the finale.
Now, see, I've heard of people like getting into big fights with their significant others over shit like that.
I would just watch it myself.
It's the guy that's motoring through.
She's got a thing for like fucking weird looking British dudes. Like, and I think
Stephen Merchant fits the bill.
Yeah, exactly. So that she just couldn't get enough of that fucking show. She liked it, but It didn't bug me. It's just that, you know, when we're both watching TV, she doesn't want to rewatch anything. I could go ahead and rewatch the same fucking episode and maybe see if I notice different things having known the story. Yeah, yeah. She doesn't ever want to fucking watch another episode of a show that she's already seen. Like,
what if you rewind? What if you miss something and then rewind it in the middle?
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
If you miss something?
How do you miss something? Like, I mean, how can you just not fucking hit pause? I mean, like, it's not live TV anymore.
No, right? If you're just, like, not paying attention, like, kind of just dazing off, and you're like, wait, what's going on? And you have to, like, go back? You've never done that?
Then you're a terrible TV viewer. You're not actually watching the show. You're just listening to, like, you're treating it like fucking background noise.
You never, like, read a book and, like, read a page and said...
Yeah, that happens all the time when I read because I don't enjoy reading. So what happens is I end up just hearing myself saying the words in my head. And I'm like, wait, I haven't retained the last fucking 20 pages I read. I don't know where I am, but I know I'm 300 pages into this book. I only remember the fucking first 100.
Yeah.
It got to a point where, like, when reading was an assignment, if it's a topic that I'm into, I can read it and not put the shit down and enjoy it. But when it was assigned in school, it was like a punishment. It's like, oh, you have to read 150 pages before this date, and we're going to talk about it.
That's the most annoying thing ever in school.
I'm only on 90. Fuck. And as I'm reading it, I'm like,
and then you fall behind like 1 week, and then you bullshit and you get through it, and then there were so many
English tests. I just fucking went in not having read the goddamn book.
Yeah, me too, man. I was supposed to go into AP English one year.
Yeah,
I was supposed to go to AP English, and they had three books we had to read over the summer. I didn't read one of them, and we had a test the first fucking day of school. On like general, just basically, did you read these books? Is what it was like.
Yeah.
Like, summarize the plot points of three books, and like halfway through the test, I woke up and I told the teacher, I'm like, I didn't read any of these. I'm like, I don't think I should be in this class. She's like, fine, and they went.
I feel like such a fucking dummy when I have to come to the conclusion and say I don't enjoy reading because. I don't either.
I don't think it's bad that people
don't use yourself as an example opposite of dummy, because I'm not saying you're dumb, but I'm saying, like, I feel stupid personally that I just enjoy it.
I agree. I do feel stupid, but I think it's a bad thing that where people say, you know, if you don't read books, you're like not well read.
Well, you definitely are not well read.
No, because I could sit on the internet all day reading about stuff I care about.
Yeah.
Lolcats. Be interested.
Lolcats and
not,
fucking.
That's not reading.
Wacky theories about fucking, I don't know, Asians saving their hands by being stitched to an ankle. That's one article you sent me.
I just saw that. It just popped up on Facebook.
Did you know how he lost his hand?
No, I didn't. I didn't really read the article.
Oh. So well read. You just saw the picture and figured it out yourself. Painted the picture of the whole story. Well, he's got a foot on his hand, so he must have lost his hand.
Holy shit! You said what? And I sent you the picture.
Yeah.
I didn't go into it. I
looked at it.
That he lost his
I tried to
his foot.
I tried to come up with this story without actually reading the story. just looking at it. And I'm like, well, how would you lose your hand in such a way that you could keep it? Does he work in a factory? Might be too jagged. The cut might not be fixable at that point.
Acicle. That's what I'm going
I'm thinking with. Samurai fight. Thinking he might have lost it with a very sharp sword. What a racist fucking thing for me to say. I apologize, Asians.
I'm saying people farm all over the place. It's acicle. That's
acicle, you think? Yeah. I don't know. But they fused it to his ankle, I guess. They just route one. I don't know.
It was the funniest looking picture because the guy, it's basically coming out of his calf. It could like cup like the ball of his foot if he could move the hand from. I guess it didn't attach the nerves. I guess it's just kind of flopping there.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking just awful. But make it clap. Yeah, it looks like he's applauding his foot. Yeah. This is actually what I fucking thought about when I saw it, because the palm is down and it's like curling around the foot, and it looks like he could just do that foot wiggle. And, like, fucking start applauding with his foot and hand combination.
Yeah, like if Chun-Li did, like, the thousand crane kick where it's just, like, kicking.
Oh, it would just totally flap off. I mean, that guy's not wearing shoes on that fucking foot for quite a while. Let's just face it.
The guy's walking for a while.
He's not getting off that bed. When they say they're going to fuse your hand, they're going to, like, reattach your hand, if they have to come up with a plan to fucking salvage the hand and it involves hooking it to an artery in your ankle, they're not planning on doing that shit very soon.
See, I've seen them do shit like
they
that
have
when
a fucking golfing a golf outing they need to get to before they can reattach that shit. They're like, look, I'm booked for through the month. What the fuck can we do for this guy's hand? What about ice? I don't know. It's not gonna work. I might get frostbite. It's gonna die. The hand's gonna die.
Circulation.
It needs blood. Asshole. What are we gonna do? Well, we could just fucking tape it to the guy's ankle.
I feel bad for the guy. Just for the record.
To Ustreamer361614 in the chat room, it's not like they put the hand there so that he could fucking regain his use of touch.
And yeah, I'm sure it's just cosmetic.
It's not even cosmetic. It's, hey, we need a blood source for this hand or he's not going to have a hand anymore. So they just fucking scraped out some ankle skin, took a vein, yep, fucking spliced it. I don't know. Just Google Asian guy foot hand. I don't know. Whatever you come up with.
This is what we learned from Surgeon Simulator.
That's true. Surgeon Simulator where, yeah, you can just take a hammer and just pummel somebody.
A hammer is all you need to do.
And as long as you give a new heart to them after hollowing them out, that person lives. And they get to live a fulfilling life with their family. With, I don't know, some kind of a mylar chest plate because you fucked up their rib cage beyond repair. Shit, I don't know, Steve. So, yeah, I ruined the fucking season for myself. Doesn't happen often. I try to watch this shit with Amanda. She doesn't want to watch that particular show. Had nobody to fucking go over it with. I looked to the internet for an opinion. The thing is, I could have waited a bit and just talked to Sean about it. I know he's seen the show. But
you could have just watched the next episode. It's on fucking Netflix, isn't it?
It is. But I was going to work.
There you go.
I was doing my pre-work shit where I, you know, fuck around on Facebook and then leave the house. So it just struck me and I had to look it up. Had to. But you're well read.
Curiosity.
Steve. You always look at this shit. You always send me links, weird, odd shit. One of the things you sent me is this Fox News blonde broad, Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly.
I don't know. I don't know how old any of this shit is. I am just so unaware of anything at this point. I don't know anything. I am approaching germ freak levels of obliviousness at this point.
You better turn your life around.
I know. I can see where that leads. Needs just a fucking small home office with fly paper just hung from the ceiling.
Stacks of paper going up the stairs.
Oh shit! But yeah, I've been working a lot and I haven't really fucking, you know, just looked at news and shit. So I had one day and I decided to waste it on a TV show. But yeah, this Megyn Kelly thing. Apparently, she says that that Santa, of course, is white.
Yep. So what else would he be?
Well, he could be black.
Well, he's based off, you know, a Greek guy. The Greek Saint Nicholas. Greek.
So she is saying indignantly that, well, of course he's white because he's based off of Saint Nicholas, right?
No, and she's just saying he's white because he's not real. And all the drawings and everything of him are white. So, that's, I really think.
So whatever Coca-Cola marketing executive decided to come up with this character, they did it right.
It was right from the beginning.
I mean, I've seen Black Santa Claus. I've watched Welcome Back, Kotter. I've seen that one episode.
Did they have a Black Santa in that?
One of the, what was his name? Freddie Boom Boom Washington dressed up as fucking Santa Claus. Hold on a second.
There's Freddy, also the Black Santa boom, in Friday boom, After
Washington
Next.
Santa. Hold on a second. This has to be a fucking... Oh, well. I don't...
You're getting nowhere with that, huh?
Well... No, that's not going to work.
That's the fucking intro.
That was like Sanford and Son. But no, this was an episode of Welcome Back, Kotter from like the 70s where Freddie Boom Boom Washington basically dressed up as Santa Claus and said, I don't care what the white man say, Santa Claus is a black man. And I remember that. But I can't find it on YouTube. So it never happened. It was erased from existence by the white Megyn authority. Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly had it struck from the internet.
She's got a huge pull on Google. She just just eliminated it from every video server for YouTube. I don't know. I don't know why people get so up in arms over something that an idiot says. Like, if you really disagree with somebody and they say something that you find to be stupid,
because,
why are you so affected by it?
It's an idiot with a huge viewing audience. That's the problem.
But the people that are so up in arms with it, with this whole thing being said, are they Fox viewers?
No, but
so who gives a shit?
The idea is getting out.
If something happens on a channel that I don't fucking watch, I don't give a shit about it.
Well, it's like Honey Boo Boo. I mean, do we really need to have people exposed to shit like that?
I don't know. I don't watch it. So it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck if you put that little fucking pork chop eating goddamn spaghetti and ketchup on a channel on a channel every fucking minute of the day. If I don't watch it, I don't give a shit. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. If they had the Honey Boo Boo Network that played nothing but her fucking musings,
I'd be very angry.
It wouldn't bother me in the least. I couldn't give a fuck. Why would you be angry? You just don't watch it.
Because the public.
The public!
The people that you have to interact with on a daily basis, a good percentage of them might be watching that shit.
It's a great filter for people that you need to know. Oh, do you actively watch the theoretical Honey Boo Boo Network? Are you a viewer? Are you an avid fan of Honey Boo Boo and her fucking her mishaps and her fucking adventures? Are you? I don't need to know you then. I don't fucking need to know you because I don't watch that shit.
I only watch Honey Boo Boo when Ghost Punchers isn't on.
By the way, I will DVR Ghost Punchers.
So will I. That's the best.
Throw a fucking blanket over a ghost, and goddamn Josh Katz or fucking Jeff DiTavio fucking just lays in, puts a special fucking glowing ring on his hand, and just punches through the sheet. You got to get the ring on because otherwise they're going to just dissipate. Everybody knows that you need your special ghost punching ring in order to be a ghost puncher. It's one of those things.
Silver knuckles.
Like, I want them to just do the fucking scene where they just throw a fucking blanket over something, and all of a sudden it's a covered person, and they cut away to the confessional type. You know, we got the ghost, it was just a regular day, and all of a sudden, god damn it, blah, 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 blah. I need Ghost Punchers to exist in one way or another. It needs to exist.
This is
a direct decree to the crew of Truth Time Theater and SandwichHammer.com.
Yeah. That was great listening to that. Well, every one of the show ideas was amazing, and I wanted to watch every one of them.
That network has to happen. Yeah. But again, if you didn't agree with any of it, if you didn't give a shit about any of their success or their lack thereof, you wouldn't know about it because you don't watch it. I don't understand why people are so fucking offended about shit that they don't fucking enjoy. How the fuck would you even be exposed to it unless you fucking expose yourself to it? That's the only way you'd even be aware that that was said, right? But no, someone has to bring it up. Like, oh, she said this. And I'd be like, wow, if I disagreed, if I cared, I would say, oh my God, that's terrible that she said that because black people like Santa Claus too, and there are black mall Santas, and hey, Santa's fake, and he doesn't have a fucking race because he's a cartoon. So that's stupid that she said that. If I gave a fuck about that person saying it,
yeah, well, sometimes you have to realize that public opinion matters. I mean, you live in a country, and it's a mostly Christian country. There's 1.2 billion Christians living in the world. So 1.2 billion
Catholics. There's like 2 billion
Christians.
That's just Catholics.
Maybe 2 billion Christians. I don't know. But the thing is, those are the people that you walk around with and interact with on a daily basis. That's why I like the new Pope. Because I like the new Pope because he's giving them a good message. Even though I'm not a Catholic.
I also like that he's staying in the Vatican City's Red Roof Inn instead of the mansion.
He's badass, man. Like he there was a German, I think, cardinal or bishop that was basically embezzling money and had like a $46 million home. He fucking stripped them of everything he owned.
Nice.
Yeah, Pope Frank, he's the man. But I got into an argument on Facebook, and people are like, you know, what, my one friend who is an atheist, he asked people, they're like, what is your
opinion? If you tell me it's this fucking chiropractor again, I'm going to fucking hack your Facebook and defriend him for you.
No, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. It was,
if I,
no,
if
it was,
I could
it was,
ever do that.
No, no.
Steve, hack just Facebook. For as a favor for you, I'm going to hack your Facebook account and defriend one guy. If yeah. I could hack into your Facebook, Steve, do you understand the shit that I would do? I would just start posting the fucking the most milquetoast boring shit. The most fucking run-of-the-mill like puppy pictures. Because you tend to fucking post pretty wacky shit. Like you post a
thought-provoking is what I would go with.
Wacky shit.
Yeah, wacky shit. It's wacky shit yeah. in the end.
It all is. Anyway. Fuck it. That's beside the point. So your one friend you got into an argument with over the Pope.
No, I didn't get in an argument. It was my one friend said, you know, what do you think? And he's an atheist. He's like, what do you think of the new Pope? And he said, personally, I like him. And this is an atheist friend of mine.
Oh.
And one of his friends said, and I guess this guy was like one of those crazy atheists that hates everybody that's not an atheist, said that, oh, he's terrible. He's the Pope. And by being the Pope, he's terrible. I'm like, guy, you have to realize when there's billions of people, especially in your country, that this guy is the spiritual head of your religion and self. Well, you know, it's the voice of God. That's what the Pope is supposed to be. He's the voice of God.
He's infallible.
Yeah, right. But when he's a good person, even if I don't agree with their religion, I'm happy they have a good person in there that's saying, you know, give to the poor and be kind to each other and don't be have extremist views. I think that's a good thing, as opposed to him going and the Pope saying, you know, kill anybody that isn't Christian because that's bad. But that's exactly what I'm saying is just because you don't ascribe to something doesn't mean you shouldn't care about it and what their message is.
Yeah. I guess maybe that goes to
and
it goes against my opinion
more.
On fucking Megyn Kelly. I guess maybe I should.
That's what I'm saying because yeah. she has a large audience. Same thing, smaller level. It's a lower level of the same concept.
I guess what I don't understand is the outrage. I understand. I can get that someone would form an opinion on her, but there seems to be an outrage just, by people who don't fucking watch her show. That don't watch the network she's on. There's a fucking outrage that she's saying things that are typical of that network and accepted by that fucking audience.
Well of course, because, you know, the Fox News channel is basically fodder for comedians. And Jon Stewart did a piece on it. No, I mean, it usually is. And when you have a dumb president doing dumb things, like our president now has done some stupid shit. Like, initially, there wasn't too much comedic value in the stuff Obama did because people were behind him and everything seemed all right. And now that he's fucked up a lot, the more someone fucks up, the more that they're susceptible to being the butt of jokes.
I can't stand every second of I see of Kenan Thompson's face on SNL. Anytime I see him,
Kenan and Kel.
Yes. Anytime I see him making that fucking goofball smile. I fill with rage. I brim with rage. That just over smiling fucking dopey face. Oh, I hate him. The one thing that he does,
so surprised.
There's
even
the stupidest fucking sketch ever that he does that I fucking actually enjoy. But every other thing he does, I fucking hate.
I've seen a couple good sketches with him, but most of them, I'd say 85% are bad. Although all of Saturday Night Live now is pretty bad. Is anybody good even still on Saturday Night Live right now? I don't know.
I don't know.
Any, like, holdovers from like the previous generation of guys? I think Will Arnett's gone and Bill Hader's gone. And is Andy Samberg even still on?
No.
Yeah, he's gone.
This is the only shit that I enjoy. The what's up with that sketch? Have you ever seen this shit?
No. It almost sounds like a Seinfeld bit.
It's the stupidest fucking sketch ever, but for some reason, when I hear this part, I enjoy it. I sing along. Hey, I woke up this morning and I got out of bed. Had to head on down to school because the teacher said, everybody put on your thinking caps because we going back to school with what? What's up with that? What's up with that? That's all it is. That's this entire sketch. It's ooey. What's up with that? What's up with that?
Isn't it a song? They keep playing the song every episode?
Yes, it's the same thing. It's basically a fake BET interview show where they have like celebrity guests and this host who sings. He comes out, he talks to them for like 2 seconds, they say two words, and all of a sudden he's compelled to sing again. That's the whole fucking sketch. And I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's charming. There's no charisma in anybody involved with this fucking thing. It's not even enjoyable. But the
just
one,
an infectious song.
It fucking overtakes me when I hear that in the other room, and I have to fucking honestly, ooh wee, what's up with that? What's up with that? And it fucking drives Amanda absolutely fucking insane, which
oh my
makes
God,
it
you should
better
do that in front of your dad. If you did it with your dad, he would flip.
My dad would be furious. Have I ever told you about his reaction to Freddie Got Fingered?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
I told you about that, right?
Yeah,
dad saw that, and he goes, that fucking Tom Green. That fucking Tom Green. I bet you he's a fucking... That fucking Tom Green. And I'm like, wait, what do you think he is? He's a fucking fag. Okay. Phony
does
bullshit.
Does he have, like, a super hot wife?
That phony fucking bullshit. Daddy, sausage, fucking bullshit. It drove him so fucking mad. They played that trailer whenever Freddy Got Fingered was out, what, 99, 2000 maybe? 2002? I have no idea when it was out. But they played that trailer constantly on only the channels my dad watched. they found out which ones he was into, and they fucking played it back to back.
And the Daddy Would You Like fucking commercial break. Was in every episode or every commercial.
Every trailer had the Daddy Would You Like Some Sausage fucking
with meat hanging from the ceiling.
My sister and I figured out that this was like the keystone that would have the wall that is my dad's resolve just tumbling down. and the minute he just got a little bit aggravated, we just go, Daddy, would you like some sausage? And he would blow up. He would absolutely explode.
Great.
Come on, goddammit! Fucking slap the table. Shut up with that goddamn shit! Not fucking around! Daddy, would you like some sausage? Jesus Christ!
That's great.
You know he's mad the more syllables in Christ.
Christ!
Christ!
Oh, that's good.
Jesus Christ! Daddy, would you like some sausage? Fucking drove him absolutely mad. I might actually send him a fucking YouTube link and say, hey, you have to watch this. Hold on.
No, get one of those recordable cards where you can record the fucking, you open it up.
Oh my God.
Send it to him for Christmas.
Ever since they increased the YouTube video limit to 10 hours, I find...
Just tell me there's a 10 hour.
There's a fucking Daddy, would you like some sausage 10 hours video.
Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
So, let's just
Daddy,
do this.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Okay, I'm going to send a new Facebook message.
Oh, you are done.
To my dad.
You have to report on this next episode.
Hey, Dad. Comma. Just... saw this. Watch.
I like it.
Watch the whole thing. And a YouTube link. Oh, shit. Can I get rid of the fucking preview? Yes, I can. There it is. Hey, Dad, just saw this. Watch the whole thing. And a fucking link to this, basically, for 10 hours.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Oh, God damn it. The sad thing is, I won't
That's
get
it,
to
you're
be
out
there.
Of the will.
It's worth it. I won't get to be there when it's he clicks it. In that fucking link. And he can't close it because he's so mad. Oh, shit. I mean, that's fucking 13 years ago, right? I don't know when that movie came out. But it's over a decade at this point. And I that has to be like the open nerve where you touch it.
12 years ago, 2001.
He fucking winces. He used to like the Tom Green show. That's the fucking thing. When he had the piece of shit on the microphone and was holding it in somebody's face, howling. Loved it. Enjoyed the shit out of it. Saw this fucking trailer.
Honey, would you like some sausages?
And it's just fucking hatred for the man. Thinks he's the worst type of person there ever could be. Every bad thing you can call somebody, my dad called Tom Green.
He must have done something liberal on the show and he stopped watching and then the movie came out.
No, I think it's purely the trailer. It was like it's an annoying thing. He's trying to annoy his father.
Off key kind of
ring,
shit.
Dong, ring, dong. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, 10 hours. You fucking motherfucker. Because that's
your dad just must not like the minor key.
Here, wait, listen. I mean, like, how long is the loop, right?
Honey, would you like some sausage? Honey, would you like some sausages?
4 seconds. Someone took this 4-second clip and just looped it in whatever editor they're using until it was a 10-hour-long clip. I don't know. Maybe there's a script you can run to do that. I'm not a great video editor, but they had to put some fucking effort to get this thing seamless.
Yeah.
And then to duplicate it for fucking 10 hours. Pretty goddamn amazing.
One of my favorite 10-hour YouTube ones is the He-Man Hey-Ya. Have you ever heard that? Like the What's Up from Four Non-Blondes? Sung by He-Man.
Yes.
they have a 10-hour one. That was one of the first 10 hours I ever saw, and I just died that it was 10 hours of that.
I think the 10-hour video is the greatest thing there ever.
Yeah.
Greatest thing. And all the comments are usually like, I made it the whole way, or like, I listen to this every night, but can't figure out if Daddy would like some sausage is the first comment. I'll tell you this, Donnie on YouTube, he would not. At least mine won't. Someone writes, what has my life come to?
I know on the He-Man one, there was someone that recorded themselves watching the 10-hour one for the 10 hours. And I had it was real time because it was 10 hours. So he recorded himself for 10 hours listening to it.
Shit.
And he sat for 10 hours at his fucking desk listening to it. Like I can't spend 10 hours doing one thing. I couldn't even play like a video game on my computer for 10 hours straight.
This person, Ash Wolf Singh, says, this video gets boring after 8 minutes. It's a fucking 4-second clip looped. Jesus Christ. It's always a competition with the 10-hour videos. People want to know how far they can get.
Yeah.
Steve, it's the Heroes Talk Network, home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, the I Apologize Show, and goddamn Bug Zapper Radio, this show as well. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Click over from our site to Amazon and buy some shit for yourself. We're not going to ask for donations. We won't even accept them. We're not out for your money. We want you to spend your fucking hard-earned money or your illegally gotten money. However you get your money, take it and spend it as you wish. And spend some of it on Amazon by clicking from our site over there. You get your stuff. You get to fulfill whatever Christmas wish or fucking Saturnalia wish, whatever the fuck holiday wish.
Yuletide.
Yes. You get to fulfill those wishes. Be a hero. And we get a small cut. And it keeps our expenses paid. And you get to keep enjoying horse shit like this and all the other fine episodes from all the other great shows. Jesus Christ. So, yeah. Steve, you sent me a video. Speaking of Yuletide. Speaking of Saturnalia. It seems like every year you have some kind of a fucking assault on Christmas. At some point.
No, not me. I don't assault Christmas.
I like to call this next conversation Steve's annual assault on Christmas.
No, come on. That's like a Fox News talking point.
Some asshole on a podcast said he hated Christmas? Where are all the people that are outraged about that? Oh, wait.
Yeah,
nobody gives a fuck what we said.
I'm going to send this over to Fox News.
Before we get into anything else, Rob Giggs just wanted us to know that he bought finger condoms on Amazon.
What are finger condoms?
They're called finger cots.
Is that for like fingering you abroad?
Yes. Just so you don't get herpes of the fucking index finger.
Yeah, maybe you got an open wound. I don't know.
Wound. I really don't know what they're for, but I know they're called finger cots. Let me see. I'd like to know what the fuck Rob Giggs is using them for.
Well, you know, we don't get too into that.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, finger cots.
What are finger cots for? They are absolutely tiny condoms. If you go to the Wikipedia article for finger cot,
yeah, I'm on it right now.
They are tiny condoms for your fucking fingers. Holy shit. Cover one or more. Where a full glove is unnecessary. Oh, okay. Oh, see, Rob Giggs is doing...
Oh, it's for rectal exams.
He's doing... On the weekends, he does rectal exams. However, during the week, he does iPad repair. And he doesn't want to get his grease in the goddamn works.
That's the second paragraph.
I got some finger cots. If you guys need a rectal examination or you need an iPad fixed, stop by Casa Giggs. I got you covered. I got it.
Nice.
I got unlubed finger cots.
Finger stall or finger frock.
That's right. You don't want to get the goddamn hand oil on the LCD.
Right?
If you replace the glass, it's exposed. You don't want to get any fucking shit on there. So good on you.
That's good. You know what they should have these things on? They should have them on shots when people fucking cut their fingers open.
That's a pretty good idea, I guess. Except you can just get a million rubber gloves and just have them. Rather than having them roll on little fucking tiny...
The funny thing is, those guys on Chop, they always go to putting a Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
And then there's blood everywhere. Even with a Band-Aid, you can bleed out outside of a Band-Aid.
Or people just don't do anything. And then...
then they're off in the next round, and the judges sit there.
And then have the goddamn gall to mix a salad with their bare hands. I understand doing that if you're not bleeding, but you know you cut yourself. You saw the wound. You're dripping fucking blood. Why would you go with your fucking
salad tongs
bleeding
or even
hands?
Some fucking regular tongs?
Like, hey, you guys are gonna eat this in 30 seconds. I have some respect for you by taking tongs and not fucking mixing my fucking hemoglobin with your fucking orange slice. The worst. Absolute worst. But yeah, finger cots would be too you soak up too much time on Chopped. You just throw a fucking glove on. Like, oh, would you believe it? I cut myself. Well, yeah, I would believe it. It happens every fucking episode. Every episode somebody, oh my god, I cut myself. What a stupid move.
Blah, it was blah. The time limit. It really got to me and I was being sloppy.
Yeah, it wasn't the fact that you're using a sharp fucking knife right next to your goddamn hand. It's bound to happen. It's fucking percentages at this point. Playing the fucking the odds. So anyway, you sent me this video. For your annual assault on Christmas.
Yeah.
We need like ominous music. Do you have a suggestion? Oh, actually, you know what? YouTube
the old Papal Progress Report music.
No.
Good.
Ominous music. Here we go. This is called Ominous.
Wow. Apropos.
Of course there's a fucking ad. Oh, Steve, hold on. We need to take a little bit of time out of the show to find the perfect Bordeaux. Fuck you!
Yep, and it's Christmas time, so everything you see is either a jewelry commercial or a perfume commercial. I'm watching TV and I see like naked women and men, and it's like some kind of weird 300 looking commercial.
It's not even
what the hell is this?
I don't even think it's
perfume.
Music. It's not music. It's not music at all. It's a fucking video game walkthrough, and I had to sit through that fucking YouTube ad.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You fucking.
You might
bastard.
As well just play the video you were gonna play.
Steve's annual assault.
Just play the
Scooby on Scooby. Christmas. All right, so we'll play your fucking video. Fine, Steve. It just fell flat on his fucking ass. This is David Silverman versus some Austrian guy.
Yeah, he's an Austrian Christian talking with an ex-Jew atheist, which I find funny in and of itself.
Holy shit, is that true? Ustreamer 40 whatever the fuck in the chat room is saying that Brad Pitt is going to turn 50 tomorrow.
Holy fuck.
Wow. Yeah. Dry up your fucking slits, broads. He's an old man now. Tamp it down a little bit. Throw a fucking dish rag down there. Soak it up. It's not happening anymore. Oh, he's so dreamy.
He's on Viagra and Cialis.
Oh, who gives a fuck about Brad Pitt? This is called Spirited Debate.
Hello and welcome to this segment of A Spirited Debate. I'm Lauren Green, chief religion correspondent for Fox News Channel. Well, this holiday season, American atheists continue their war against religion by putting up a billboard in Times Square asking the question, who needs Christ at Christmas? And then answering, nobody. Why would they do that? Well, here to answer is David Silverman. He's president of the American Atheist. And
Now, to describe the sign, it says, who needs Christ in Christmas? Nobody. And that's all it says. And Christ is crossed out with fucking black letters. You know, whichever side of this fucking debate you're on, that is the whole message. That sign. There's no fucking go here for more information. None of it. But we continue with Steve's assault on Christmas.
And responding is Marius Forte. He's the author of the book, The Answer, Proof of God in Heaven. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Great. Well, first of all, David, I want you to answer the question, because I have to say, in all honesty, I was truly a little offended by the billboard. And I thought, you know, this is my best holiday. I really love this. I really love Christ and Christmas. Why would you defend
that? And you should keep Christ and Christmas. If you love it there, keep it there. What we're saying is we're putting it out there that Christmas is actually better without the Christ.
So that's what he says. That's what he says.
He says if you love it, that's fine.
If you love it, that's fine. But what we're saying is it's better without the Christ. No. What you're saying is who needs it? Nobody. That's what you're saying. You're trying to get a fucking sign up there that's going to get a reaction so you can get on the shitty fucking third-rate Fox show and spew your fucking the shit that makes you fucking justified in putting a sign up.
The point was, you want me to summarize the point, because he never gets to the point.
Yeah, they don't. Well, actually, no, I think he does in this next piece. We're going to let it go for just a little bit. I want to hear the
we're not going to do this whole thing.
I want to hear the fucking ham-handed response from the other guy. So basically, this is the host, the atheist, and the God guy. Right? That's the whole fucking segment.
And it's mostly the God guy talking.
I need to hear the initial ham-handed response by the guy. He thinks he has it. And he just fucking fails here.
That for a large majority, and we are speculating for a large majority of the Christians, specifically the Christians who only go to services on Christmas and New Year's because they have to, they're not going because they don't want to. Because the religion is not the best part of Christmas. In fact, it's not even a good part of Christmas. All of the fun parts of Christmas, and that's what the billboard is about, all of the good parts of Christmas not only predate Christianity, but they also are completely devoid of religion.
Okay, I want Marius to answer that.
Here, listen,
reason.
Listen to this.
Marius, what do you say to that?
Bullshit.
Let me just open with the following, because I don't know David. I would have to ask him two or three questions. One of the greatest minds that has ever lived was Goethe. He said, the truth is a very narrow path. Stupidity is a never-ending jungle. I'm asking some questions, very short, not to be facetious, but I need some answers. David, do you speak German?
No, I don't speak German.
Right.
Would you like to talk about the billboard now? I mean, we can talk about
now,
the billboard.
Right away, just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a point. Can you see the news that is in this tablet?
He's holding an iPad.
Can I see the news? Awesome.
I don't think
that
we don't have
tablet.
Monitors here. We're not actually seeing what you're doing.
Okay, we don't. Okay. And
no,
then I know
there are
you're,
monitors
you're
because
probably
he's on this
of
video.
The Jewish faith, as is my wife.
Was.
But do you pray and go to church?
No.
You don't. Okay. What
I'm
you just affirmed
atheist.
Is basically...
You know what that
understand.
Is, right?
Yes. Now, just let me finish. What I just did is I showed you the principles of the law of resonance. You cannot receive what you're not attuned to. You cannot receive FM if your dial is on AM. It's impossible. You cannot speak German and understand German philosophers like Goethe and Schopenhauer if you have never brought the German language into your mind.
Just like you can't receive, you can't receive Shiva
David,
into your life,
Let me just... David, let me finish.
Let me
right?
finish.
And then I gladly listen
finish.
To you.
I've been talking
you
for 7 minutes.
Unless you have invited the news, open the news channel. And it is impossible to receive God unless you invite him. God only comes.
Oh, I thought God
only.
Was all powerful.
David, one more moment.
It's impossible to receive
we have,
God? Even if God wants me to receive him?
God gave you free choice. You cannot play tennis unless you invite
God
tennis.
Is not
you
all powerful.
French.
So God is not all powerful. God gave us.
So they bicker.
Did you just say you can't play tennis?
You cannot play tennis. You can't. Yeah, exactly.
You can't turn on the news unless you are tuned to the news.
He just
can you speak German?
Blew it. He thought he was gonna just whack this out of the park, get this guy to fucking believe in Jesus. It was his approach was just so fucking bad.
They're like, you know, honestly, both approaches were very bad because
they are, because the guy is saying one thing, the atheist guy is saying one thing, and his fucking sign says something completely goddamn different.
Yeah, I mean,
saying, if you like it, you keep Christ in Christmas. That's good. You should do that. But we're talking to the people that don't. Oh, you are? No, you said nobody needs it. Well, if you don't need it, why are you putting a fucking sign up? I don't understand that. What is his angle with that sign?
I think his the tact and the way they were going with it was all wrong, because they cross out Christ and they say, like, basically that's offensive, and someone that is trying to get a point across should know if you're offending someone, and if you offend someone, you're automatically going to make them not believe in what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
I think it's better to be a little more sympathetic with the audience that you're trying to reach.
I think his message is
no, just, I know
just
what the
remember,
message is.
Remember that all people enjoy this time of year.
Yeah.
That's all he's trying to say. All people enjoy this time of year.
Right, and the billboard was just crossing out Christ and then said, you don't need Christ.
You don't need him. It's his hour day. If he just said, just remember that all people can enjoy this time of year, there would have been so much better of a reception to that than his brash, I'm that guy, your God doesn't exist guy.
Yeah, no,
well,
see,
that's great if
thing.
You feel like that, and I completely support anybody's fucking belief. But it's really shitty when you base your entire stance or message by criticizing what somebody else
believes. Attacking people won't gain you supporters. That's where I stand on it, because I think the sign is it precludes him from being able to even get his point across. And I think the point was that even if you don't believe in, you know, most of the stories in the Bible or any of the stories in the Bible or any other holy book or whatever, Chris, like, you could be an atheist and grow up in America and celebrate Christmas every year and enjoy Christmas.
Yeah.
And you don't have to believe in Christ and God, and you don't have to believe the religious aspects of it. You don't have to believe in Thor to think about Yuletide, or Saturn to believe in Saturnalia and have a Christmas tree. Just the tradition of it is what you derive joy from. It's not the religion behind it that you're enjoying.
You also don't have to realize that you believe one thing and then fucking just shit on anybody else that doesn't believe your way. And demand that they fucking change what they believe in, or change their vocal, the way that they voice their opinions. The guy said, "You don't need Christ. You don't need him." Well, you know what? A lot of people don't. A lot of people couldn't care less. But there's people that do.
By the way,
thank you
for saying couldn't care less.
Yes, thank you. I could care less, but oh, I got my fucking salted meat plate. My balls. What?
No, that shit pisses me off when people say I could care less.
I hate should of.
Oh, I should have.
I should have done that.
You know what? Shoulda.
One time, we were playing baseball with little Jimmy Rhodes, and he missed a fucking grounder or something. And he said, should have dove. Should have.
Well, come on. That's Jimmy. What do you expect?
Yeah. I don't know. I look at anybody's fucking writings, and when they think that they're writing something that is supposed to command respect, like a lot of times someone will have like a situation like, and this is what I wrote to them, and then they paste the thing, and I see things like could of or the wrong there or the
there
wrong
there and
to.
There.
Oh, it's just you fucking dummy.
You know what really pisses me off?
You couldn't do that at a bare minimum. Get the correct fucking word.
You know what the one thing that really pisses me off is when everybody just defaults to "and I" instead of
taking the other person out and just considering if it still makes sense.
Exactly. Like he gave the presents to my friend and I.
Well, if you're Jamaican, it works.
I and I accept the presents. It's always good, man.
Do you want to blow Steve and I? Do you want to blow I?
Jamaicans have got it covered on that aspect.
It just doesn't matter. You just always use I in Jamaican.
Yeah, Padua is a great grammatical language. But, on the topic of that, like, that's why I was saying, like, I agree with the current Pope. Like, I think that, you know, setting an example and being a good person, even if you disagree with a person's belief, if you're still a good person, that's all that fucking matters. I don't care about your goddamn beliefs.
Steve.
I don't care about anybody's beliefs as long as you're a good person and you can be friendly and honest and have a good time with somebody.
Agreed. Now, I have a real problem here.
What's that?
Totally unrelated. Is it okay if I bring it up now?
Go for it. Let's get off the topic then.
I think my dentist smokes weed. I think, like, and I'm not just saying, like, he does it in his spare time or he's into
it. He does it all the time.
I think, like, after 3 o'clock, every appointment he takes is under the influence.
Oh.
I think he's a fucking...
I don't know if dentistry is the best...
Like, I realize that
work to be in to be a straight up pothead.
I've gone to him my whole life, and when I was in school, I would go to the morning appointments.
Hold on, before you go on, how many cavities have you had?
I mean, it really depends on the outcome of this story, the explanation.
Well, hold on. No, just before you go on, I want to know what your current dental state is. Have you had a lot
of
work?
I'm going to get there. That's what I'm saying. It depends on my traversal through this story.
So let's preface this by you saying you have a belief that this guy after 3 o'clock is always potted.
I've had a pretty shitty record with my baby teeth. I've had tons of cavities, but they've always filled them. And it was fine. But then I got my permanent teeth in, and I stopped getting the morning appointments. I'd go when it was convenient.
You had fillings and baby teeth?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
What are you going to do if you have a hole in your fucking tooth? Because
just rip it the fuck out. I don't know. Wait for the next one to come in.
And I think an extraction is probably a lot more money than a fucking...
Just trying to figure out.
And also, I don't think you can. If you take the fucking tooth out, the other shit will just come in all fucked up.
All right.
Anyway,
keep going.
So yeah, fillings in my baby, like tons of them, right? So my adult teeth came in. I had a pretty good track record, and then I started working, and I started taking my appointments later and later. And I noticed that I didn't change my habits, my diet, or anything like that. But I had a lot more cavities. Like I have one cavity on the bottom row of my teeth, my bottom teeth in the front, where it
like
popped.
An incisor?
No, like one of the flat ones in the front, the little
bicuspid,
the little pussy teeth in the front. No, is it a bicuspid? I don't know. Do I have to get? Does it matter? Do I have to look up what the fuck? It's the one in the front. On the bottom.
Okay.
I'm sorry I didn't pay attention that day when they had the little fucking chart with the lines where I had to fill in what the fuck it was.
You got incisors, molars, and bicuspids.
Okay. Now I have to look it up.
You have 4 incisors. Those are the sharp teeth that are like fangs. You got molars that are flat with a hole in them. That's usually where you get cavities. And the bicuspids are, I think, in the front. if I'm right. I might be wrong.
Well, thank you for saying it so fucking authoritatively. Incisors are the front ones. Bicuspids are the ones after your fucking I don't know. Fuck it all. It's called a central incisor. Okay?
All right.
Is that I'm glad we appealed to the fucking the dental school. Kids in fucking dental school will know what the fuck I'm talking about. Whereas the ones in the front on the bottom was good enough for everybody else. Anyway, I have a little cavity on there that has been filled and fucking refilled. I'm gonna say four times. The same fucking filling. Four times. I've had fillings redone in my molar at least like twice. I had a flawless record until I started going later in the day. And now I had the first clue, by the way, when you go in this guy's office, every like little poster, like you know how dentists hang posters and shit?
It was Jerry Seinfeld at my dentist.
Yeah. This dentist, everyone is a fucking jazz musician. Every poster.
Not my dentist.
Is a
my
fucking jazz was, musician.
You know what my dentist was?
What?
He worked at the Rahway prison doing dentistry in fucking Rahway.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then he did my teeth. Great. I still never had a cavity. So
nice.
Props to him. Props to him.
Good for him. Well, my dentist, jazz posters everywhere, fucking disjointed trumpet solos in the fucking soundtrack. In the morning when I used to go, it was like, you know, fucking CBS FM bullshit, right?
Right.
After 3 o'clock, any of those appointments, it's all just fucking
jazz.
Just acid jazz.
Little Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd, Grateful Dead, Fish.
Nah, like a... Let me see here. Let me just get a fucking...
Oh, by the way, I'm wrong. The incisors are the front teeth. The canines are the fangs. Then you have premolars and molars.
Yeah, it's like... It's like shit like...
I'm thinking it's shit.
Hey, Ken, how are you? How the teeth been treating you? So, a couple weeks ago, the fucking filling popped out again.
Oh.
I was chewing on a pen, and it fucking wedged itself out, flew out on the desk again. My fault, chewing on it, but still, it popped out again.
You chew on pens a lot?
I do, because when I get stressed, I fucking bite down on pens. I chew the shit out of my fucking fingernails. If I'm really stressed out, I'll do that shit.
Yeah.
Trying to figure something out, you know, trying to think. Bad habit. I understand. I got it. So, a couple weeks after, I go to the dentist for my checkup, and I tell the hygienist, I say, hey, I know this is really dumb, but I chewed on a pen, and that filling on the bottom front teeth, and she goes, was it the incisors? No, she didn't fucking demand that I name the tooth right because she's a human being. She said, oh, okay, well, I'll take a look. She looks at it, and she goes, oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what he wants to do about it. And I'm like, what the fuck else would he do about it? He's going to just fill it, of course. He's going to see it, and he's just going to want to fill it. So,
I'll cap it.
What the fuck are we going to do there? So, go through the whole cleaning, whatever. And the way the cleaning works here is, and I'm assuming it works everywhere else the same way, but I have no other experience. The hygienist does the scraping. She makes you fucking bleed and spit your blood and gum particles into the little sink. You fill the water cup up. You spit and swish it out into that fucking thing. Try to wash.
That gritty ass toothpaste.
The gritty tooth, all that shit. And at the end, the dentist comes in with this fucking like bullshit in the back. Hey, Ken. How you doing? How are the teeth holding up? Great. Okay. Well, let's...
You tell me, motherfucker.
Let's get a look at what's going on. So he goes in there, lowers the fucking chair down, hovers over you, shines the goon light in your fucking face, your eyes dilate. And then he starts hooking you with the little scraper.
Ding, oh, ding, the scraper.
Ding, just to find like little holes. He's like scooping around it and shit. Checking every little possible dent to see if it hurts.
Yep.
Asking me if is it safe occasionally, like a fucking joke.
Is it safe?
Yeah. Have you ever... You never saw a Marathon Man movie?
No.
It's like about a Nazi dentist who like drills Dustin Hoffman's fucking tooth. Because he thinks no. he has information. No. And he drills a huge hole in his fucking... And is it safe? He asks him. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Drills into his fucking face. Anyway, I would assume that a fucking dentist wouldn't joke around by asking someone if it was safe. Okay, you don't know the reference. It doesn't matter. People do. Anyway, so he... So he's poking around, whatever. Hey, he checks the top teeth. Checks all of them. Looks at the bottom teeth, hits everyone with the fucking scraper, doubles back a little bit, hits everyone with the scraper, goes, well, flawless again, Ken. Everything's good. We're going to see you in 6 months. Blah, blah, okay. I hope you, we'll get you checked out at the front desk. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. What's going on? What? Like the way he said what was what? Like that. And I said, I had a filling on the front tooth, like right in the front of the tooth that popped out and it's missing. And it's like a big hole. And I told the hygienist that she said, like, you could see what you want to do. He goes, no way. See, he fucking says, no way. And he goes, well, let me take another look. I guess I missed it. And he fucking looks at it. He's like, oh, yeah. Now, I'm telling you, if you looked at this fucking tooth, the hole is so fucking evident. The tooth is like, oh, is see-through. That's how fucking little tooth is left on that fucking piece. Just, yeah. Oh, we're just going to get 3 units of Herculite on there. Blah, blah, blah. All the fucking jargon I don't fucking get.
Herculite?
Yeah, no problem. We'll get you. No, we'll get you.
That sounds like it'll fucking fix the tooth in a second. Herculite.
And now I'm wondering, what other fucking problems do I have that he just doesn't see? Because he's fucking baked and listening to, like, this bullshit in his office. I've never seen the inside of his office, but I imagine that he has a fucking black light and a fuzzy poster. A Dayglow poster. Just sits on a... Doesn't use a desk chair. Probably uses a fucking beanbag or a yoga ball. Fucking... Folds his legs, closes his eyes, and waits for the fucking front door to ring. Absolutely fucking shitty. So yeah, he didn't notice that my fucking tooth had a huge hole in it. And he did a fucking full...
Wow.
He touched the tooth with the goddamn explorer, as he calls it. The little hook. He touched...
It didn't hurt, though?
No, it doesn't hurt me because it's not like through to the root. It's just it's a chip in the tooth.
So it's not hitting the nerve.
Yeah, I mean... Keep in mind, I said it was 2 weeks since I lost that fucking thing. If it hurt, I'd be there immediately.
Right.
So I'm just going to pour whiskey on it and bite on a belt to forget my fucking pain.
Might be good.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even notice that the fucking thing was gone. He actually touched the tooth with the fucking prong hook, whatever. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Which tells me that either he's holding back, waiting for things to get worse so he can get more money from a more expensive procedure.
Could be.
Or... He's fucking high as shit and doesn't even, just goes on autopilot, touches every tooth, and just says, fuck it, it's probably good. I don't know.
You know, that doesn't
sound like
someone that...
He'll tell me.
You know what, honestly, I'd say that's a prescription medicine thing, not a weed thing. Because usually weed smokers, when they do their job, they get overly focused on stuff.
You think that's the case? I mean, I've never smoked.
No,
never,
I think
I've never partook in any drugs like that.
No, you gain a degree of focus. I think like alcoholics, and I think like people on prescription drugs like painkillers and shit, they're the ones that just are oblivious to shit. Unless he's just completely losing his mind like naturally.
How do you like explain like the music that's like, I'm trying to come up with something that's like very similar. But it's definitely like the shit that I was just playing before. It's like really fucking just weird jazz, think, random fucking jazz.
I think anybody that does drugs would like that music, so. Like you're not narrowing it down with the music.
I mean, like it used to be like the fucking Four Tops, Frankie Valli and shit during the day.
Maybe he's on cocaine. I don't know.
3 o'clock rolls around and it's just
crystal meth time. How are his teeth?
Hey Ken, how are your teeth holding up? You got any fucking brownies? You got anything at all? No. That's right. You shouldn't be eating brownies. You're going to cause some kind of a whatever the fuck they call that. I don't know. Let me take a look at the teeth. Oh, you have a big ship in the front one? Who gives a fuck? The fuck is this shit? This is exactly the type of shit.
Like Japanese fucking jazz.
This is like the soundtrack to, what the fuck? I can't even remember now. Katamari?
Katamari has some good music.
It has a great fucking soundtrack.
Yeah, anyway. It does.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think I should do? Should I get a new dentist or should I just stick it out? I've been going to this guy my whole life.
All right, you want to know my experience? All right, like you said, you've been going to this guy what, since you were a little kid, like almost forever?
My whole life.
Your whole life.
Since I started going to the dentist. It was that guy. All right.
Now,
that guy, by the way, didn't say no, you should have Novocaine when I said I don't want Novocaine. I'm scared of needles when I was a kid. And fucking proceeded to drill the shit out of one of my teeth and fucking fill it.
But did he give you Novocaine?
I told him not to, so he didn't.
Well, why did you not want to get it?
I was scared of the needle. I had fucking 13 cavities at one time, and I'm like, no, I don't want a needle. And then, like, the next time I went back...
Someone should have informed you how good Novocaine is.
Well, I was scared of the needle, Steve. When you're fucking, like, 7 years old, you're stupid as shit.
I got stuck with needles when I was a little kid. Come on.
What?
You never got, like a booster shot when you were little? Like, MMR? Measles, mumps,
rubella? Yeah, you had to. But I was fucking... As a kid, I was scared of the needle. And I had a voice at this point. I could say, hey, don't give me that needle. I don't want a needle. I don't want it.
But,
and the guy's I don't give a shit. Fuck this little kid. He took the little cotton swab of shit and rubbed it on the gum and just fucking went for it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, you probably didn't understand what Novocaine did.
Yes, Steve. Try and fix my 7-year-old self.
Well, no, I'm just saying. But anyway... I've had...
Yeah, I didn't understand the full power of Novocaine, but believe me, after that fucking appointment, I did.
Okay.
It was a valuable lesson learned. The needle is not a big fucking deal.
Yeah, point taken.
And then I became a heroin addict.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you've only had one dentist, I've had two. Like I said, I had my Rahway prison dentist.
Yeah. Who have to really yield... great results, I would imagine.
No, but you know
what? As a prison dentist, does it matter if you just fuck anybody's tooth up?
Like, yeah,
like you just fucking drill it and then forget to fill the shit in? Like, oh, I forgot. I don't know. I had a fucking a lot on my mind. I caught a fish but dropped it in the lake today. Yeah. So didn't really, I'm not all there.
No, but the thing was, I only understood that whole reference when I was in my you know, early 20s, maybe mid 20s. I was like, holy shit, this guy fucking, he's like a prison operator. I hope he doesn't have any shit on his gloves or anything.
Yeah, the fact that he has to make everybody bleed.
Yeah.
All the non-flossing prisoners that bleed anytime you touch their gums are going to fucking just pour blood all over this guy's hands. Yeah.
No, but I went to him my whole life until I was probably about 29, 30. I'm 34 now. But I never had a cavity my whole life. He was always honest about anything that was wrong.
Yeah.
He did an extraction before I got my braces because I had like a baby tooth that never fell out.
Ugh.
It was a molar that was...
So you had that coming through the gum shit?
Where I had an extra tooth. I had,
fuck yeah. Those are creepy.
So I had to get my braces, and he's like, I'm going to give you Novocaine, I'm going to give you a shot and pull it out, and, I'm not going to put you under because it's just going to be an extraction. I'm like, all right, whatever. He pulled it out. No big problem. And then, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, he shut down his business, I don't know why. Hopefully he's all right. I think he might have got cancer or something. I'm not sure. Shit. But I went to a new dentist, and my old dentist, this guy that did my teeth for forever, all his drills and everything, it was, you know, he had...
Powered by a foot pedal?
Yeah, it was the foot pedal. Like he'd go in, like you said, with like the hook, you know, and clean off the plaque. And, you know, he'd go in with the hook and like hook around your mouth, and then you'd start bleeding when they get the hook in there. And so I went to a new dentist, and this guy was, everything he had was like up to date. Like my old dentist, his shit was from like the 70s. And then I went to the new dentist, which was all water powered. It was just like, you know, like water jets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he, the first cleaning I got, like routine visit cleaning, I was like, holy shit. Because usually they're like hooking around your mouth and they're fucking cutting shit away, and like chunks of my gums are getting fucking fucked up. No, this guy, he came in with the water jet, and he's like, he did the cleaning in like 10 minutes. And I was like, holy, I'm like, am I done? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no way. I'm like, what about the hook? He's like, what hook? I'm like, that thing that you pull the plaque out. He's like, the plaque's gone. I was like, holy shit. I was amazed. So amazed from going to 70s technology.
Oh, were you amazed balls?
I was amazed balls.
I fucking hate that commercial with Malcolm McDowell and fucking James Earl Jones reading tweets.
Yeah.
Goats, my goats. It fucking, I want to murder every time I see that fucking commercial. I want to fucking choke everybody.
For the record, I said I was amazed.
Sorry. I just thought of when you said amazed, it made me think of that shitty fucking commercial. Probably was shopped around a table of experts. Like, oh, that's going to be great. Do you think we could get them?
He's Hottie McHotterson.
Ah! Anyway, yeah, but you were just stunned by his abilities because of his new shit.
I was taken aback.
By the way, the Google of the day, the thing you need to Google as a listener of the show is extra teeth. Just Google extra teeth and be horrified.
Oh, God. You ever seen the full top palette?
Yes, believe me, it's there.
It's fucking.
Oh, it's there.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I went to this guy.
Try flossing that shit, motherfucker. You never finish.
Jesus Christ.
It's impossible.
There is no flossing that. You just throw some bleach up on the top of your mouth.
All right.
But anyway, I think anybody that's seen one doctor their whole life, or one dentist, or one whatever,
probably should go and get somebody else.
They always get a second opinion, because that was the first time they got a second opinion.
Keep in mind, my parents have seen other dentists, and they chose this guy. So that's, I just went with that. So
yeah, I understand.
But anyway, why don't we wrap it up?
Your final advice is what? We can't end. You have to play the last link that I sent you, and I put it
Is it quick?
Yes.
All right. We're going to play this video. You call it Giant Horse Conch?
Conch.
Conch?
Just play it.
I have an ad with a creepy old man.
The Weather Channel.
Yeah.
It's a Weather Channel video, but I think...
Hold on. Did Storm Ashley just thunder through the Northeast?
It might have been Storm Field.
Here we go.
If you're looking for a little dose of freaky animals, you've come to the right place. Meet the giant Florida horse conch.
The giant horse conch weighs over 11 pounds. The conch has a taste for snails. Finally, it's overrun.
Yikes! If you didn't catch it, this big guy or girl is quite the carnivorous and sometimes cannibalistic predator. And a side note, the horse conch isn't actually a conch, although its shell is quite popular. It's actually one of the largest gastropods in the world.
Jesus Christ!
The same class as snails and slugs. And just like its tiny counterparts, the horse conch has the ability to completely retreat inside its 2-foot shell. Need a closer look? Well, you can find the giant horse conch on the ocean floor, about 20 feet deep, and off the coast of North Carolina,
sister,
all the way down to Yucatan of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
For the Weather Channel, I'm Jasmine Bailey.
Yeah, Jasmine. Jasmine wants a giant horse conch.
She's looking for a giant horse conch.
Fucking mouth.
Fucking great video. I died. I was looking up the weather and just to see how bad the storm was going to be.
And they call it the Earth's ugliest cannibal.
Yeah.
Giant horse conch. They know what they're doing.
See, so someone had a field day writing up.
She can't
up
fucking say it without fucking smiling and licking her fucking brown lips. Just the best. I love it. Anyway, why don't we wrap the shit up?
That was it.
Thank you, Steve, for that contribution. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to all the shows on Hear Us Talk. It's very easy to do. Go to HearUsTalk.com. Every show is on iTunes. You can find it on Apple TV. You can find it on your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod, every other motherfucking thing. Just subscribe, download, listen, review, do whatever the fuck you can do to our shows. Have sex with our audio. I don't care. And go to Amazon through our site, hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click the link, make some purchases, make yourself and your family happy by buying things that they will enjoy. You get the stuff, you get the goddamn feels and your cockles, and we get a small kickback, keeps the site running, keeps the goddamn shows flowing. Alright, with that said, Steven, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Merry Christmas.
And a giant horse conch to you.
Exactly.